Emergency management officials and volunteers have been kept busy across New South Wales and Tasmania, as well as Victoria. In New South Wales alone, state emergency service volunteers have responded to 4,500 calls for assistance and performed more than 150 flood rescues. In Forbes, in the state's central west, about 250 properties are subject to evacuation or isolation orders after the Lachlan River crept up to its major flooding mark. Evacuation orders are also in force in Tasmania for areas around several rivers and part of the city of Launceston. SES Acting Director Leon Smith has urged residents to monitor their local conditions and be aware of current warnings and orders. He says the rain may have stopped in some places, but the danger remains.
This event is not over. We still have sustained effects of that rainfall. It's all accumulated at high levels within the state, and it's making its way down through those riverine systems. The calls to action that are currently in place as far as emergency warnings and evacuate, if they're still in place on TAS Alert, they're still relevant. Don't be tempted to disregard them and return.